And on behalf of the City of Buffalo, we 100% support ride sharing. Thank you.
The popular term for the service is ride sharing. Users arrange for a private ride using a smartphone and credit card. Companies in that business include Lyft and Uber, and they want to open in upstate New York. A group of elected, community, and business leaders gathered in Buffalo Thursday, calling on Albany to let that happen. Among the supporters is Rhonda Frederick, president and CEO of People Inc.
Some live and work in areas where there are huge transportation gaps. Having ride-sharing options can help our seniors and individuals with disabilities get to critical doctor's appointments. Ride-sharing can help employees that may not have their own car or be on a bus line. It helps increase employment.
A representative of the local taxi industry told WBFO that they welcome competition as long as the regulatory playing field is level. Mark Robinson spoke on behalf of Liberty Communications.
The current cab industry has to go through City Hall, receive permission from them. It's called a hacker's license to hire somebody. They do a background check. They check their criminal history, their driving records, etc. And then once that happens, we can then entertain them to be an employee for us.
Supporters of Uber and Lyft say having access to the service also cuts down on drunk driving cases, and it's what tourists have come to expect. Erie County Legislator Joseph Larigo.
Just last week, Buffalo was ranked the top city to visit by a national travel magazine. But when visitors get here, their options for public transportation are incredibly limited.
Larigo is urging state lawmakers to approve the services by late June when the current state legislative session ends. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.